Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun by Wes Roberts is a short business and leadership book that uses the imagined perspective of Attila the Hun to present practical lessons about leading people under pressure. Rather than offering a historical biography, it is structured as a creative management text that translates military-style principles into guidance for executives, managers, and emerging leaders. The book is best known for its unusual premise. It draws leadership insights from a figure widely associated with force, strategy, and decisive action, then reframes those qualities for modern organizational settings. Its purpose is to challenge conventional leadership advice by emphasizing judgment, morale, delegation, negotiation, and resilience. Because it is concise and heavily principle-driven, the book functions more like a compact leadership manual than a theoretical study. Its enduring appeal comes from the contrast between its ancient inspiration and its modern workplace applications. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using Attila as a symbolic model for forceful leadership, the book's central device is its use of Attila the Hun as a symbolic voice for leadership principles. Roberts does not attempt to defend Attila as a moral exemplar in a historical sense. Instead, he uses the reputation of a feared conqueror to strip leadership down to its most basic function, setting direction, maintaining authority, and acting decisively. This framing makes the book distinct from standard management texts, because it begins with an extreme historical image and then converts that image into practical organizational lessons. The method works by forcing readers to consider what makes leadership effective when conditions are uncertain, competitive, or demanding. In that sense, the book is less about Attila himself than about the discipline of leadership under pressure. The symbolic approach also creates a memorable structure that helps the advice stand out, especially for readers who are already familiar with generic leadership formulas and want a more unusual lens on authority and influence. Secondly, decisive action and strategic planning as core leadership duties. A major theme in the book is that effective leaders must combine decisiveness with strategic planning. The leadership model presented here values leaders who can assess conditions quickly, choose a course of action, and commit to it without excessive hesitation. At the same time, the book does not treat decisiveness as impulsiveness. It presents strategy as the framework that gives action its direction and purpose. This balance matters because organizations often fail when leaders either delay too long or move without a clear plan. Roberts uses the Attila framework to argue that leaders should prepare in advance, think in terms of outcomes, and anticipate obstacles before they emerge. The practical implication is that leadership is not simply about reacting to problems, but about shaping events through preparation and timely judgment. Readers in management roles can apply this theme to planning projects, responding to conflict, and making difficult decisions under pressure, where clarity and speed both matter. Thirdly, morale building, motivation, and the human side of command. Another important topic in the book is the role of morale and motivation in effective leadership. Although the Attila image suggests toughness, the book repeatedly emphasizes that leaders must understand the human side of their teams if they want results. Morale is treated as a strategic resource, not a soft extra. A leader who can maintain confidence, create shared purpose, and keep people engaged is more likely to sustain performance during difficult periods. This is one reason the book has remained relevant in business settings. It recognizes that authority alone does not produce commitment. The leader must also communicate expectations, reinforce confidence, and help people believe that their effort matters. Roberts links this to practical managerial behavior such as encouragement, visible support, and clear standards. The result is a leadership model in which emotional climate and operational effectiveness are connected. For readers, this makes the book useful not just for command roles, but for any environment where team energy, trust, and persistence affect outcomes. Fourthly, delegation, negotiation, and managing relationships with discipline. The book also gives significant attention to delegation and negotiation, presenting both as essential leadership skills rather than secondary administrative tasks. Delegation is important because a leader cannot personally control every action in a team or organization. The book implies that strong leaders choose responsibilities carefully, assign work with intention, and trust others to execute. This is tied to a broader view of leadership as coordination rather than micromanagement. Negotiation is treated in a similarly practical way. Rather than focusing on diplomacy as weakness, the book presents negotiation as a disciplined tool for achieving goals, settling differences, and preserving momentum. This makes the leadership model more flexible than a purely command-based approach. It suggests that even a forceful leader must know when to persuade, compromise, or manage competing interests. For modern readers, this chapter of ideas is especially relevant in collaborative workplaces where influence often depends on the ability to work through others, not simply direct them. Lastly, recovering from setbacks, and sustaining leadership under adversity. A further theme running through the book is resilience in the face of setbacks. Roberts presents leadership as a continual test of endurance, where failure, resistance, and unexpected obstacles are inevitable. The value of this theme lies in its refusal to idealize leadership as a smooth process. Instead, it assumes that leaders will encounter losses, criticism, and changing circumstances, and that their response to these difficulties reveals their quality. The book encourages persistence, adjustment, and continued focus on goals after disappointment. This makes adversity part of the leadership process, rather than an exception to it. The implication is that leaders must preserve discipline when conditions become unstable, because teams often look to the leader for cues about how to interpret difficulty. By linking setbacks to growth and corrective action, the book offers a practical lesson in staying effective when plans break down. This is one reason it continues to appeal to managers and professionals who need a compact framework for pressure, recovery, and sustained execution. In conclusion, Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun is best suited for readers who want a concise, unconventional, and practical introduction to leadership thinking. Executives, managers, entrepreneurs, military readers, and students of management will find it useful, especially if they are interested in leadership as a matter of judgment, authority, morale, and execution rather than abstract theory. Its main value is not in historical accuracy about Attila, but in the memorable way it uses an extreme historical figure to spotlight timeless management concerns. Compared with more conventional leadership books, it stands out for its brevity, its creative framing, and its direct emphasis on action under pressure. It does not try to build a comprehensive theory of organizations. Instead, it offers a compact set of durable ideas about decision-making, delegation, negotiation, and resilience. That makes it especially effective for readers who want a quick, focused leadership text that is easy to remember and easy to apply. Its unusual voice also helps it stay distinctive within a crowded leadership genre. If you would like to support Wes Roberts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.